Anyway, turn with me tonight in 2 Timothy, and we want to continue the thought we had this morning, and then we're going to spend a little bit more time in the actual part of the scripture. Of course, I do appreciate, again, the service this morning, appreciate God's faithfulness, appreciate all that were a part of that, and the Lord's good. And so we're grateful, and we appreciate those who are viewing online and those that faithfully view each and every time they have the opportunity. And I do appreciate the online ministry, and what a blessing it is to so many that aren't able to come or even that live a good distance away. And I'm glad that we can come into their homes through our internet ministry. So thank you for that. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. The Bible says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for another opportunity that we have, that we can come together, that we can sing praises, that we can pray and lift up requests, concerns. And Lord, that we can spend time together with you through your word. Lord, we do lift up the request of prayer that's been mentioned today. And even those that haven't, those that's on our prayer list, those that many are carrying heavy burdens, we pray for them. But Lord, I pray that as we have this portion of the service, that you'll help me tonight. Lord, may we realize tonight just what we have in you and what a sure foundation we have. So Father, I pray that you'll help us in the time that we have left in this service. For it's in Jesus' name, amen. The foundation of God standeth sure. This letter to Timothy was giving a strong warning against apostasy. You know, and I think about that, and I think even today, the thought of just believing in something, as people has the idea, they feel like if you just believe in something, that you'll be okay. And if you teach anything different, you're teaching hatred. And that's the idea that's in the world today, that if we take a stand for Christ and speak against the things that's happening in this world that seems to be ever more prevalent and seems to be a new way of life, or they call it just a different way of life, that we are proclaiming hatred. But that's not the case. We know the Bible doesn't teach just believe something. But the Bible, through the beginning to the end, through verse 1 of Genesis, all the way to the last verse in Revelation, the Bible teaches about Jesus Christ and the realization of Jesus Christ. But it also talks about sin and the sin that people are in, and the fact that there had to be a price that was paid for sin. People couldn't live just as they wanted to, or people couldn't live just believe something, you'll be okay. And I want to call that man's ideas or man's wisdom. But we know what the Bible says about man's wisdom. And if I can just kind of put it this way, man's wisdom will always fall short, but we must proclaim what the Bible says. The work of the church is difficult, and we know that. The work of the church is difficult, and the progress of the gospel seems to be slow. But yet in the time period that we live today, and the time period in the future, and even the time period in the past, the only way that people will see eternity in heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's not about the do's, but it's about the done's. In other words, what Jesus Christ has done. And it's important for us to stand for the truth. Even though it seems like that there's a falling away from the truth, and we see that as the world, and we see the condition of the world, and you even see the condition of churches. I was talking to some individuals recently, and they were talking about the church that they had been going to, how that the doctrine had changed over a period of time, and how that they weren't no longer teaching the truth, and they were teaching. And so it's important for us to stand for the truth. It's important for us to proclaim the truth, but it's also important for us to pray for the truth, because there's so many ideas and so many things out there that seems to be an attraction to people. Because I'm convinced of this, as a general rule, the people that I have talked to in my life, they want to believe something. They do. They want to believe something. But just believing something doesn't give you hope. But what gives you hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the truth of the gospel. And think about, as I mentioned this morning, think about the building here. It has to have the right foundation. And we had to reconstruct or rebuild how that the weather and the storm penetrated. But I'm thankful tonight that when the foundation is built on the Lord Jesus Christ, there's nothing that can penetrate it. There's nothing that can penetrate it. This foundation says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. This foundation is absolutely secure and unmovable. It's unmovable. So no matter what is proclaimed in this world, no matter what message is proclaimed in this world, the true foundation is built on the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God. That is what the foundation is built upon. And so with this apostasy and with this that is taking place, then Paul is simply warning Timothy to beware. Beware of the things that is taking place. Beware of this apostasy, and beware of these false teaching. But we need to remember this, and it's found in John chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1, 1. I was listening just this week, and of course, there's a lot of things that's happening in this world. There's a lot of things, and there's protests and all kinds of things that's happening in this world. And there was a priest that was standing with some of the protesters that had taken place. And so they were interviewing this priest that, and they were standing for this protest group of people. And the question was asked by the interviewer, and I could sense that the one that was doing the interview seemed to be a believer. They didn't say that, but just some of the questions that was asked to this priest, it made me feel like that that they were a believer. And the question was asked to this priest because this priest was standing for a group of people that was totally going against the Word of God. And so the question was asked, do you believe the Bible? And there was a pause in this priest, and the priest's response was this. Well, that's a loaded question. And that was the response. They go on to say, the response, the Bible is outlined in love. And so therefore we must stand with the people to show them love. And so we just, and they continued on with this question, and this priest said, therefore we, because of the Bible being outlined in love, they also said, we must accept things the way they are, because how are they going to know that you love them? But here's the thing. We understand the Word of God is a love story. When we think about Jesus Christ and what He's done for us. But there's something else that the Bible teaches, and the Bible teaches that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible teaches that all men sin, and it came upon by Adam, where one man sinned. Sin entered in. But you also have to remember that if it wasn't for Jesus Christ and the dying on the cross for our sins, we would be in trouble. We would be in trouble. And so although, yes, the Bible is a love story, but there's also in the Bible where it talks about that all men must be saved. And the fact that just believing something, or just believing an idea, or just believing one's thoughts, and then taking bits and pieces to make it sound good, really gives you no hope. It might make a person feel good. It might make a person, it might make them feel positive about themselves. But when you take your final breath, I don't want to believe what man says, but I want to believe what God says. You see, when we take that final breath, it isn't going to matter what we did, but it's going to matter whether we accepted what was already done, which was the Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins. You see, the idea here is the fact that there's apostasy and there's false teachings, and it's very prevalent today. I can't even begin to tell you all the different beliefs and all the different religions that there are. I can't even name them all. But let's just kind of put them in a nutshell and just say people believe something, but if they're not believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God, as it teaches and as it shows, then they're going to fall short. You see, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but it also says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. You see, that's where the love comes in. The love comes in is the fact that He paid the ultimate price for our sins. You see, the love comes in where He was hanging on the cross and said, it is finished. The love comes in when that thief says, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus says, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. You see, there must be a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And unfortunately, the world as they know religion is going to fall short. You see, we are who we are because of our convictions and because of our teachings. But let me say this, that just being Baptist doesn't get you to heaven. But what gets you to heaven is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You see, that's what gets us to heaven. So when we're standing on that foundation and we're building upon that foundation, there's three things that I want us to consider tonight in the time that we have. There's three things, and I won't keep you too long, but there's three things that I want us to consider. And that is the fact that it says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. So what do we have in that foundation? What do we have in that foundation of the Lord Jesus standing sure? With all the things that's happening in the world today, with all the ideas, with all the things, and let me say this, that there is a misconception about religion. There's a misconception about religion. And that is this. I know two or three instances that I've talked to some people personally that religion, because of there's this beliefism and this religion and this thought process, have totally turned people away because their eyes were on man and not the Lord Jesus. Their eyes were on man's actions. The eyes were on what man does, because no matter who you are, the Bible tells us that all have sinned. And in talking to these individuals, and I was talking to one lady in particular, and her mom was very strict on her. She was very strict. And she was very strict on the, you need to do this, you need to do that, and it was all strict on the do's. And her mom, based upon the teaching, and based upon, the religion, that her mom had, and the religion, the belief system, if you will, that they were believing, the mom was just as lost as the girl was. And, you know, she told me, she said, my mom was very strict and very strict on the, I had to do this and I had to do that. And in reality, the mom fell away from that teaching and started becoming very angry and started abusing her. And so because of that, this lady that I've talked to don't want to hear anything about religion. And that is prevalent everywhere. That is prevalent. But what they need to look beyond is what we have is not religion, but what we have is Jesus Christ. It's not religion. It's not, yes, we, our sign, out front says the Smith Grove Baptist Church, and yes, that's who we are. But I don't want people to come to just Smith Grove Baptist Church, but I want people to come to hear about the Lord Jesus, because I want Him to be lifted up. And so that's the idea, and that is our foundation. Our church has been founded on the gospel and the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's going to continue to be founded on that and grow on that. And that's what our foundation is. So when we have that foundation in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we have that foundation, then we need to beware, because there's things that's trying to penetrate, and there's things that's trying to, just like Paul was warning Timothy, about the apostasy, we need to beware. But when we are settled in the right foundation, that there's some things that we have, and one is we have confidence. We have confidence. Notice the words nevertheless. Nevertheless, no matter what happens in this world, no matter what man teaches, no matter what religion, if you will, is being proclaimed and all these things, no matter what happens in this world, no matter what others think, no matter what others believe, no matter what others teach, we stand for the truth. The truth, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Truth will stand. Truth will stand. A church that is founded on the Lord Jesus Christ and continues in the Lord Jesus Christ will stand for truth. But you know, there's still churches out there today that was founded on the truth, but yet they've drifted away. They've drifted away. But you know, I'm thankful this evening that we know tonight that if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ and His shed blood, that we would be in trouble. And that we would have no hope. That we would have no hope. Each and every time that a message is proclaimed, and I'm thinking about the rescue mission that we have and that we support and that we go there once a month, you know, those men, just like going into a church, those men come from all kind of lifestyles. They come from all different backgrounds. You know, they've hit rock bottom in most cases. They've made bad decisions. Sometimes each one of them has a story. But yet when we are able to proclaim the gospel, and when we're able to tell them that the Lord loves them and that Jesus died for them, and we're able to encourage them, And when you see them raising their hands, and some of them are raising their hands because they are lost, other are raising their hands because they want to get closer to the Lord. But when you look out and you see these 30, 40, or however many, it's usually a little bit more in the wintertime because it's cold. But when you see them and they raise their hand and they want to get closer to the Lord, then that encourages us because they want the truth. But yet there's such an all-out attack on so many people. There's an attack. There's an attack on the gospel. There's an attack on the churches. There's an attack on what we stand for. There's an attack on the foundation. There's an attack, and that's not, it didn't start now, but it's been going on for a very, very long time. There's an attack, and there's going to continue to be an attack, and that's why we need to pray. That's why we need to pray for each other. That's why we need to pray for our church. That's why we need to pray for the different ministries of our church, because there's an all-out attack. But yet we can have confidence tonight. And the word of confidence is the fact that the foundation is sure. The foundation is sure. You know, when you are, and I'm not a contractor, and I'm not a builder, and I'm not an architect, or anyone that can write up blueprints, but I do know this, that if you don't have a solid foundation, and you're beginning to build some kind of a skyscraper, if you don't have a solid foundation, and don't have the engineering correctly, it's not going to stand. It's not going to stand. And if I don't know that it's going to stand, then I don't want to be on the upper floor because it's going to come down. Well, it's the same way when it comes to the gospel. The gospel is what will stand, and it stood the test of time. It's going to continue to stand the test of time. And that is what we're founded on, and that is what we believe, and that's what we know the Bible teaches, is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, because our foundation is built on the Lord Jesus. Our foundation is built upon Him. And so in Matthew chapter 7, and I'll just hurriedly read these verses, it says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto the foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." You see, the foundation must be built upon the rock. If you've watched the news and the news over the last few weeks, our coastline and the Outer Banks, there's a lot of houses that are falling into the sea because of the erosion. And they've built, they were built on these stilts and so on and so forth. And houses were coming down because of the erosion and because of the tides changing and because of the winds and all these things. Well, when we build upon the sand, there's not much foundation. There's not much foundation. And when people build their belief system on religion, there's not much foundation. But we must build upon the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the rock. You see, that's the confidence that we have tonight. The confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's also a word of comfort. A word of comfort. In that same verse, the Bible says, "The Lord knoweth them that are His." And I can say this tonight, that I'm so grateful for that. The Lord knoweth them that are his. You know, a child, and I think of myself as I was growing up, you know, I'm glad that I knew who my father was. I'm glad that I knew my mother. I'm glad that I knew when I became scared or when I was growing up and I became afraid, I knew who I could look to. When I see that verse that says, the Lord knoweth them that are his, I'm grateful that he knows me tonight. And he knows you tonight. You know, I think about the prodigal. And we know that passage of scripture, the prodigal decided to leave and he wanted to see how the world was and he lost everything. He found himself feeding the swine and he was hungry and he was willing to eat what the swine had. And then he realized how much better his father's servants had. The Bible says that he came to himself and he said, I'm going to go and I'm going to just be one of my father's servants. But the Bible says that as he came, the father saw him a ways off. And I'm convinced of this. I believe the father knew him. From that great distance, I believe the father knew him. And he knew who he was. And he knew he was coming back into the fold. And we know what the father did. The father went out and to meet him. And he killed the fatted calf. He placed the robe. And so on. But I'm glad the father knew him. Just like the father knows you. You know, we can be comforted tonight that we have absolute security in the Lord. And I know that we all go through different battles and we all go through different trials and we all go through different difficulties and we know that. But you see, what we rejoice about is the fact that we don't go through them alone and he helps us. One of my favorite passages of scripture is found in Romans chapter 8. In verse 35, the Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And then it gives a list of things. It says, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, and notice what it says, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, we're secure in him. Everything is based upon our foundation. Because of our foundation and being in Christ, it doesn't mean we're not going to have trials. It doesn't mean we're not going to have temptations. It doesn't mean we're not going to have tests. It doesn't mean we're not going to have difficulties. And sometimes our difficulties become great. But just remember, as a born-again believer, as a child of God, that no matter what happens to us in this life, there is nothing that's going to separate us from the love of God. Nothing's going to separate us from him. Here's what believers have. We have His protection. We have His protection. The Lord knoweth them that are His. He knoweth them that are His. We have His purpose. You see, we all have a purpose, and that's important for us to remember, that we all have a purpose. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, the Bible says, "And we know that all things work together for good to love them who are to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." You see, a lot of times we quote the first part, that we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. We all have a purpose. Every one of us have a purpose in the Lord. We're here for a reason. If we weren't here for a reason, then I believe that He would just take us on. Now, as what the commencement speaker said at my graduation at Trinity, the commitments, who was the president at the time, the commencement speaker said this, that there's different seasons in your life, that God raises you up at different seasons of your life, and that you may not be, and we look at our, we look at how our bodies have changed, we look at how life changes, we look at all these things, but yet we're in a season. So therefore, whatever season you're in your life, God still has a purpose. He still has a purpose. You may not be able to do, and I may not be able to do, what we could do in our early years. And we all wake up with aches and pains. And as Pastor Chuck mentioned in Sunday school, we all have doctor visits, and you go to the doctor more and more. And we understand that. But yet we have a purpose, and we're secure in Him. So we have His protection. We understand His purpose, but He also gives us His provision. He also gives us His provision. Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 32, the Bible says, "Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall ye eat, or what shall ye drink, or whether with shall we be clothed, for after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things." You see, the Lord knows our needs. And I thank God for His provision. For His provision. You see, that's why we rest in the foundation, because the foundation of God standeth sure. And then lastly tonight, the latter part of that verse, in verse 19, the Bible says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His." And then it goes on to say, "And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Depart from iniquity. Remember, there were false teachers. And there were false teachers that were proclaiming that false message. And so there's a, as I mentioned already, there's a teaching out there that the teaching is everything goes. Everything goes. So therefore, we need to depart from worldliness. We need to depart from worldliness. Verse 4, the Bible says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself," and that's in 2 Timothy chapter 2. "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." So there's a warfare. And the warfare that we're in is obviously Satan, but it's also the cares of this world. Because, as I've mentioned many times, Satan wants to distract. So we need to beware, and we need to depart from worldliness. We need to depart from impurities. In verse 22, the Bible says, "Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of their pure heart." So He tells them, and He challenges them, as we stand upon the foundation and the foundation stand the sure, then we need to depart from worldliness, we need to depart from impurities, and we need to depart from pride. Pride is a big one. Verse 24 and 25 of that same chapter, the Bible says, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose himself, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth." We have confidence, we have comfort, and we have direction. Direction. We have direction. And that's what we need to live in this world today, is that sure foundation which is in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we need to stand upon, that sure foundation. The right foundation. Not the idea of believe something and you'll be okay. Because there's more religious people that's most likely in hell today because they believe something. They believe something. But what we must proclaim and what we must stand upon is the gospel, which is the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The only hope that we have today is in Jesus. Hope is not in man. Hope is not in things. But our hope tonight is in Jesus. Nothing can penetrate the foundation when it is built upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what our foundation is built upon. Because the foundation of God standeth sure. And that's the hope that we have tonight, is standing on that right foundation. Let's pray tonight. Our Father, as we bring this day to a close, Lord, we thank you for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the hope that we have in Jesus. And Lord, we understand that there's so many things out there that tries to penetrate the foundation. It tries to pull us away. It tries to cause us to lose our focus. But help us, Lord, to stand. Help us to stand. We're thankful for what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ and the fact that nothing will separate us. So, Lord, help us to live every day loving you that much more. Help us to be a light to our communities and our families and our workplaces and wherever we go. Help us to be that light, because, Lord, we know the false teachings of just believing something. Lord, we thank you for the foundation that this church was built on. And it continued down through the years, and it continues even today. And help us to stay true. Lord, if you've spoken to hearts tonight, if someone needs to come and talk to you, Lord, I pray that they'll come as we have this invitation. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.